Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Hour number two of a three-hour show. We've got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, joining us at the bottom of the hour. He always drops knowledge about NFL issues, so keep it locked for that. Speaking of the NFL, that's where we will start. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, and as usual, they are one of the best teams in the league, and they are the favorites in Vegas to win it all, and they're 3-1. So let's not act like things have fallen apart for Kansas City. However, it has not been the most impressive 3-1. All right, we all saw him recent Sunday night struggle to get past Zach Wilson and the hapless New York Jets. And I know they got a nice defense, the Jets, but still, they're hapless without Aaron Rodgers. 1-3. They pummeled the Bears, the Chiefs, but they struggled against Jacksonville. Beat them 17-9, not impressive, and lost on opening night in Arrowhead to the Detroit Lions. And, Rob, they are technically fourth, I believe, in the league, or at least fourth in the AFC in points per game. But a lot of that is because they put up 41 against the woeful Chicago Bears, who everybody
take that
drills.
Game out. Yeah, it's been
right.
A struggle.
Take that out, Rob. And they are, I'm just do the quick math in my head, 61 points or 60 points in three games. So they're averaging 20 points a game outside of the Bears. And obviously that is not what we're used to seeing with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And he addressed it. Credit to him for being honest about it. Rob G, tell us what he said.
That's right. He was asked earlier today at practice about the Chiefs' offensive struggle, specifically as it relates to the wide receiver room. And this is what he said, quote, "If I start playing better, everybody will start playing better. I missed some opportunities throughout the Jets game, so I've just got to put us in better positions and start making better decisions so that the guys can go out there and work for me and make plays down the field."
He had the two picks, could have been three, Chris, against the Jets. He's being honest. He hasn't played what we're used to seeing from Patrick Mahomes. And I think you should to start looking. Last year, they won a Super Bowl. And people thought, well, you could just throw anybody out there and Patrick's going to win. And I don't know if it's starting to get to that point. You know, like at some point, you can't keep taking away all the weapons, Chris, away from him. And then Kelsey's with the injury to start the year, you know, and then you start looking around for other guys. And the cupboard's bare. It's just not what they've had.
Here's what he's doing, Rob. And he's playing okay, right? But by his standards, not very good at all by his standards. And I'm taking out his rookie year. We know he only played one game that year. Since he's been a starter, which was 2018, Rob, he's having a career low this year in completion percentage, 64%. He's got 8 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. So that is a career high, again, taking out his rookie year, in interception percentage with 4 already in 4 games.
That's a lot.
Obviously
for
on
him,
pace
right?
for 17. His career high is 13. He's having a career low in yards per attempt and yards per game. He's at 251 yards a game. And, Rob, a career low in passer rating at 92. He's got to obviously play better. But I agree with you, Rob. And look, last year what he did was really incredible because Tyreek Hill is one of the best. Tyreek Hill is an all-time great receiver. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think the dude is that good, and he changes things that much. And he lost Tyreek Hill. Now, obviously, he's got a great tight end, all-time great tight end in Travis Kelce. But last year's receiving room was not special. All right, McCole Hardman, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Juju Smith-Schuster. Yep. Juju, Rob, I'm willing to say Juju's a legit number 2 receiver. Certainly last year I'd give him that. But this year, Rob, they don't have Juju. They don't have Hardman. They're going with all these young boys. And, Rob, I'm watching him every week. And obviously, Kelce, I'm taking him out of this. I'm talking about wide receivers. I'm not sure. I don't think, Rob, so far, I haven't seen a legit number 2 wide receiver on that team. Like, number 2, that means at best one of these cats is a number 3.
And the numbers bear it out. Chiefs wideouts, Chris, wideouts are tied for 25th in catches.
That's with Patrick Mahomes 45, as your quarterback. Come on.
18th in yards, 19th in touchdowns, just 2, and 32 in the drop rate, 8.1%. And Chris,
so
Mahomes,
where in the 10th, drop rate?
They're 32nd.
So that means they've dropped the most? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
They've dropped the most passes.
Yeah, they dropped the most.
Kadarius Toney dropped like 4 in the first game or something like that.
Yeah, that was a mess. And then Mahomes, 10th in yards, 1,006, 21st in completion percentage, 64.3, and then tied for 2nd in interceptions with 4. So when you look across the board and across the numbers, no matter how good you are, you can't just strip all the weapons down and then expect him to play the same way. That's why whenever, you know, I hear people just talk about replacing people and just putting somebody else in, you know, like, oh, we can just put somebody else in. It's not always that easy if guys aren't good.
Yeah, and look, Rob, I think if I'm running the Chiefs, I might give these guys a couple more games. But maybe, honestly, I'm on the phone now. I'm on the phone now. They're going to give Rashee Rice and Justin Watson and MVS, you know, give them a little time to try to prove themselves. But, Rob, I think they may need to go out and trade for a receiver. Sky Moore, they got Kadarius Toney. None of these guys has established themselves as a trustworthy receiver. They make a play here or there, but they need a guy that's consistent. And remember, Rob, DeAndre Hopkins wanted to go there. DeAndre
OBJ
Hopkins
was available
wanted to
as
go
well,
there.
Chris, but no,
and OBJ, just, of course, is hurt, which
I'm just
is
saying,
a
but he was available.
He was available. So I do think they need to go out and get another receiver. That doesn't mean look, they're 3-1. They're still the favorites to win it. And they, you know, nobody in their right mind would write them off. But what we've seen so far, Rob, not impressive at all. I know, you know, you can give them a little time to get their act together. But DeAndre Hopkins would have been, he would have been just what the doctor ordered for them, Rob. Now he's in Tennessee and, you know, Ryan Tannehill and, you know, all that. But if he were playing with Patrick Mahomes, I think that boy would be doing something special. And that team would be much better.
And the other thing, too, is, and I know I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but they have to address this as well. Because, again, you can't have Patrick Mahomes out there without weapons. He did them a solid to start, Chris. You got to spend some money or make a trade or pick somebody up. Because if this goes south and say they don't win, you know, you'll look back and go like, well, what was he throwing to? And I'm not saying it's different with, you know, I know Greg was saying Daniel Jones, this and the line and offensive line and all that. And whatnot, because they've already won and he's done some stuff without people, but you can't keep stripping the car back, you know what I mean, and taking a wheel off and expecting it to ride the same way that it's been driven the last few years. That's the dangerous part.
I agree. And look, Patrick Mahomes, Rob, did them a solid. And I know he just reworked his deal, and, you know, he's got the outs where – you know, in the clauses where they can, you know, they can keep upping his money. So he's getting paid. But he did them a solid in leaving that flexibility there so they could keep people. And yet we see Tyreek Hill gone. Right? We see Orlando Brown gone.
Right.
We see several other players gone. All right, Juju gone. I'm not saying Juju's great, but hey, he helped you win a Super Bowl. And if I'm Patrick Mahomes, Rob, and I know they're spending their money, but you must not be spending it in the right places then.
And see, that's always the issue. That's why I always say that you got to be real careful. Because, Chris, you could have a bad general manager who makes bad decisions with the money that you saved them. And that doesn't help you. I mean, so you always got to be real careful in doing that. And Kansas City, to look at that, wide receiving core, Chris, and feel good about it. And especially, I know they didn't expect Kelce to be hurt and, you know.
And he's back. He hadn't really been himself, but Kelce's 34.
Right. He's getting older. And
I
now
think he's
Chris
older.
Too.
Rob G, check this out. I think he's older than, or he's just slightly younger than Gronkowski. Can you look that up, Rob G?
But also,
it's
Chris,
close.
Without
Kelce's
other weapons.
Kelce's 33, but I think he's about to be 34, if I'm not mistaken. He's going to be 30. Oh, no, he just turned 33. He turns 34 tomorrow. Kelce.
Is that right?
He turns 34 tomorrow. Gronk is already 30. So he's a few months younger than Gronk. That's my point.
And Gronk's out of football.
Right. So, Rob, MVS, his cap number is $11 million. He's got 6 receptions in 4 games this year. And I'm disappointed in MVS. I liked him in Green Bay. I know he had the drops, but he's got talent. But he just I thought he might really blossom in Kansas City, Rob, and he just hasn't been able to do it.
Rob G, you got some more info on him?
Yeah, so MVS is the one you brought up, Chris, $11 million cap number. Discounting guys on the rookie deal, here are some other NFL receivers who he has a higher cap number than right now. Deebo Samuel.
Ouch.
Chris Godwin.
You can stop there,
ouch.
Chris.
A.J. Brown.
Right. A.J. Brown. Ooh.
Even a guy like Tyler Boyd in Cincinnati, he has a higher cap number than him, and he's a number three over there.
Really? Yeah. Rob, if I'm Patrick Mahomes, and here's the thing about Mahomes. He wants to win. I mean, obviously all the players want to win, but, I mean, he's thinking of Tom Brady. He's shooting, just like LeBron has been shooting for 6, I think Mahomes is shooting for 7. I mean, when you're that great and you're in that type of conversation, you are like going for the top spot. He gave up some money because he's going for the top spot. And if I'm him, Rob, and it doesn't seem to be in his nature to just go off on people, but I wanted him to let it be known to the front office, not publicly, but get somebody up in here. You don't waste any, he doesn't want to waste 1 year. And just because, and again, Rob, I think it comes off like you're taking Mahomes and Kelce for granted.
Right, because it worked before, like. But the only difference is there was other pieces.
Right.
It's like
you're trying to do the bare minimum. The bare minimum to win.
Yeah, I don't understand it. And if I'm Kansas City, you got to get this thing straightened out. These numbers and Andy Reid's there and all the other stuff. And I don't know, do they miss Eric Bieniemy, Chris? Or is this,
that's a conversation that might start, you know, percolating.
And the only reason we got to say that, too, is Washington, look at their numbers, Chris.
Well, yeah, I mean, they only put up, three against Buffalo. But outside of that, they put up 20 against the Cardinals.
Yeah, but they were averaging, I thought, didn't they have to take 27 or 31?
They put up 35 against the Broncos and 31 against the Eagles. But they played the Eagles tough. But, yeah, but they're playing better. And I agree, Rob. I think the Bieniemy talk, you know, it might start percolating if things continue like this for the Chiefs. But, Rob, here's the thing with the Chiefs. This is their upcoming schedule. Minnesota, Denver, the Chargers, Denver. Then it gets tough. Miami, Philadelphia. So they could easily win their next four. Then they'd be sitting at 7-1 and people thinking everything's hunky-dory. But when you look, I mean, this is a Super Bowl or bust team. I call it an S-Bob team. And so it's got to be not just we're winning, but how we're playing. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Your turn to weigh in. Do the Kansas City Chiefs need to go ahead and help a brother out, help Patrick Mahomes out, and get some better receivers? Are you concerned, if you're a Chiefs fan or a Mahomes fan, that this team might not be Super Bowl bound this year? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Does he need more receivers? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Drew in Denver. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
What up? Yeah, I feel like I already see the Tom Brady effect where it's like they just get whatever receiver they can, and then they just try that the quarterback will make them better. Like, I don't understand these GMs nowadays. They don't want to get their quarterbacks help. Like, back in the day, Manning had Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, Troy Aikman had Michael Irvin, Jim Kelly had Andre Reed, Montana had Jerry Rice. Like, why don't they want to get him a weapon? It's all because they don't want to pay them.
That's yeah, it's like they seem like they want to do the bare minimum that it takes to win.
Yeah, and it makes no sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense because
you only get one shot. Like, you know, look at New England now. You get a great quarterback for a run, you better maximize it.
Take advantage of it. Try to win. Put up the best people around them. And then you deal with it. I remember when the 49ers stopped winning, Chris, after they had that run.
Yeah.
And you know, it was a fall, right, from where they were. But if you were a 49er fan, you wouldn't have been happy with those Super Bowls. I would have been.
Right.
I would have been like, all
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'll take the hard times now. I want.
Right.
They gave the 49ers a chance to win all the time.
Yep. No doubt.
877-99 on Fox. All right. Opportunity if you want to jump back in.
We got Randy Mueller around the corner, former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. He'll join us in a few, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit prizepicks.com/odd100. And use the code ODD100 for a first deposit matchup to $100 today. Our next guest has theme music. He's a former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, always gives us great knowledge. Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
What's up, Randy?
Doing great, guys. What's going on, man?
It's a lot to get to and a lot regarding injuries. So, sure. Joe Burrow, you know, obviously isn't himself. Doctors have cleared him to play. He wants to play. Zach Taylor acted like it's ridiculous to think he shouldn't be playing, you know, when he was asked by a reporter about that yesterday. And then you've got Deshaun Watson, cleared by doctors to play, says himself that he can't go on Sunday, and now there are reports that some teammates are bothered with him. What I want to ask you about is the doctors, the team doctors, because, I mean, my inclination, I think all of us have a natural inclination to give doctors the benefit of the doubt. And when you hear Joe Burrow's cleared or Deshaun Watson's cleared, you think, okay, they can play and they're not in any extra danger. Is that different, though, with football doctors? Because they are, after all, paid by the teams. And are they pressured to get the players on the field and have the bare minimum standard for them being healthy?
Well, I think it differs from club to club. I think it's a good question and a great topic for discussion. I think those particular players that you mentioned, Chris, in Cincy, I don't think Joe Burrow is 100%. He can't really function. So regardless of what the doctors say, I think he's to the point now where he's kind of holding them back. You know, they only have four 20-plus pass plays all year long, which is worse than the NFL. Every pass play is averaging 4.2. I think he puts himself in harm's way. When I watch the film on him, it's like shooting in basketball. You can relate to this. Every shot's a fadeaway jumper.
Right.
He'll never go into it. He'll never set his feet and drive the ball. He just can't right now because he can't set strong. And that's a big deal. He can't throw the ball downfield effectively, in my opinion. So I think he's hurting him. I think the bigger question for Cincy is, what are they going to do with backup? They have a kid, Jake Browning, University of Washington kid, who they're paying minimum salary to. I think if I was going to really risk with Joe Burrow, I'd find a better quality backup to start with. So I think that may be as much of an issue as anything. I think Jake Browning's the kind of guy that maybe gets you out of a game. I don't know if he can play for 3 or 4 weeks in a row, and that's probably what they're thinking. It's a tough spot. I saw the pregame workout with Deshaun Watson last week in Cleveland, and it looked to me like although he was cleared, I think he was wincing. He didn't seem right. I think his tolerance level just And I'm with him. I didn't think he was right when he was throwing the ball. I thought he was favoring it, and he just couldn't do it. So I understand that. I think doctors are different from team to team, but you've got to know as a player that you're going to play banged up. You just can't play with injury, and that's the difference with football guys. They'll play less than 100%, but right. They're not going to play if they can injure themselves more.
But this is the issue I have. Like, players – other people, you know, saying, or turning their nose up at him, or you don't know how somebody else is feeling. I think that's
right.
You know, we saw Kevin Durant was cleared by the doctors in Golden State. You remember when he got re-injured, Randy?
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, he was cleared.
Right. Right.
Anthony Davis was cleared by the Lakers doctors to go out there. He was out there for 5 minutes and realized he couldn't play. My point is, just because you're cleared by a doctor, and if you don't feel right, it's your body. Nobody knows what you feel like, Randy. Don't you have to give that guy the benefit?
100%. I totally agree. I don't think anybody should turn up their nose at somebody that doesn't play because they don't know. They don't know, one, how he feels. They don't know the extent of how he can perform with the, you know, a debilitating injury. And it differs from position to position in football. Hey, doctors are different, and I understand nobody usually challenges them, but you're talking to the guy who had doctors in Miami that failed Drew Brees on the physical with his shoulder.
There you go.
And he went on to a Hall of Fame career. So
Right. Everybody
has opinions, and it differs from team to team.
And that, you know what, that's a great point right there, because that is exactly, they failed him, and look at what happened. So you got to be careful. Chris, we're not talking about your wife who's a doctor, okay? We're
just right. We were talking about Kansas City earlier, Randy, Rob and I, and, you know, look, they're 3-1, so it's not like the sky is falling, but it looks to us like, I mean, they're outside of that Chicago game where they score 41,
numbers
they're averaging 20 points in their other three games. It looks to me and to us like they just don't have the quality receivers. I mean, we're not talking about Kelce. Wide receivers.
They're 25th.
I don't know
it.
I don't think they have a surefire number two, let alone a number one. And I think they might have to go out and try to get somebody.
I totally agree. In fact, I wrote that this week for The Athletic. I couldn't agree more. Something's off with them. The reason the quarterback has to run so much is because guys aren't getting open. They're not getting separation. Pat Mahomes made those two big runs last week, you know, on third down, longer runs. And God bless him that he can move like that. But it was mainly because guys weren't open. I agree with you. I don't think their plan was to play the guys that they're playing. Even in Sky Moore, Marcus Valdez-Scantling, they're playing about 60% of the snaps. Those two are. But the game breakers, the fast guys, were the guys who dropped the ball on opening night. Remember?
Tony, Kadarius Tony.
Yep. Kadarius Tony, Keshi Wright. Those guys kind of fit the bit a little bit in week one, and so they're working themselves out of the doghouse. I think when they get when Andy kind of trusts them a little more, you'll see more of them, and those are the big play guys. Those are the guys that can spread the field and make the defenses have to defend you different. But you're correct in that I don't see a number one polished guy, and I think they should be beating the bushes for a veteran, experienced guy with a little bit of juice left that can come in and be a steady enforce as a receiver, because I think it's gonna, they're going to need it for the stretch run.
How about Justin Fields with the 335 passing yards? Was that Denver or was that Justin Fields? What was going on there?
I think it was a little bit of both. I think Justin Fields finally cut it loose. I think you saw his arm talent. He can make the throws, especially those deeper back shoulder throws that he threw. But also, two of the longer throws were against busted coverages. And the Denver defense, as we all know, is not the 85 Bears. So I think that's the issue. But I do think he progressed a little bit. I think it's something to build on. And I think at some point you do have to throw caution to the wind. You can't play so scared that, you know, you have paralysis by overanalysis. And that's what we saw in him the last 3 or 4 weeks. So hopefully they cut it loose a little more and he gets some of that confidence back. I think he's still got to run the ball, and that's his number one skill set. But I like the way he threw the ball last week, and you're right. 300-plus yards has been hard to come by for the Bears, really, for the last 6 or 8 years.
Yeah, it's been real bad. I mean, Chris, I'm just going to follow up with the Denver. And, you know, they were down big in that game. They wound up winning it to not go to 0-4. But how surprised are you at how bad this team is, especially, you know, Sean Payton coming in, talking big bravado. You know what I mean? And it has been a horror show.
It has been tough. There's no doubt. I don't think they're where anybody thought they would be. And I think the offense has been the least of their problems. As we know, giving up all those points to Miami kind of shook them up. You know, and they cut Randy Gregory, a guy who just a year ago, they signed to a 5-year, $70 million deal, $28 million fully guaranteed. And they put him on the street. So they're going through some change. There's definitely some fit issues, guys that the prior regime signed that maybe don't fit with what they want to do, and Vance Joseph on defense. That's a struggle, but you're right. They've got to fix some of that, or it's going to be embarrassing the second half of the season, because you know what happens. You get to 1-5 or 2-6, all of a sudden it's a little different outlook, and you've got guys making business decisions, and nobody wants to do that.
Randy, we got a huge game coming up Sunday night, the 49ers, the Cowboys. How do you see this playing out? Which team do you like better?
Well, I like the 49ers from a consistency standpoint. I think Dallas may be as talented, but Dallas, to me, still is kind of a front-runner team, you know, and they struggle handling prosperity. I don't know that they've, you know, really proven to themselves that they can go out and grind out a tough physical game. They've won in some blowout fashion, but I know if the 49ers are behind at halftime 13-10, they are made to grind out in the second half. I haven't seen Dallas grind out a tough, close, hard-fought win where it gets really physical. So that's my one question I have about Dallas. But I like San Francisco going in.
If you gave Daniel Jones $85 million guaranteed after watching the last game as a GM, would you be worried about your gig?
Well, here's the thing. I'm with you. I probably like Daniel more than most. But I'll say this. It's not as simple as saying they regret giving it to him. They didn't have any options. They didn't have another quarterback that they felt good about that wasn't going to be a step back. So the deal they signed him to is really a 2-year deal. They'll be able to get out of it after next year if this kind of play continues. So it's all about options. And the worst deals I ever made as a GM were the ones where I didn't have any options. And I think that's the case with Daniel. They didn't have a lot of options.
But couldn't they have franchise tagged him?
They could have. They could have. And signed Barkley. They could have.
It was complicated.
Because Barkley wouldn't have even been making what Jones is making in 1 year, long total deal.
Yeah,
you know?
Like the idea of it, it's just, I get it, Randy, it's only 2 years you can get out of it. But this is where Chris and I have talked about this. The league pays position, not player. He's not a $40 million quarterback under any circumstance.
I would agree with that, but when a club has no options, that's what happens. You overpay a little bit. But I think you're right. You know, Barkley is what he is. Everybody knows he's a really good player. I think they found a way to have him for this year, and I'm not so sure they won't sign him at some point.
When he is hurt, he's hurt.
That's part of the problem of not guaranteeing that big chunk of money to those running backs.
Hey, Randy, I want to stick with the Giants before you go. We got about a minute. They look wholly unprepared at the beginning of these games and really throughout the first halves. And, yep. I mean, Dable was great last year, but, I mean, I got to look at coaching when I see a team steadily getting pounded to start games and just they look lost at the beginning of these games.
Yeah, I can't really dispute that, Chris. I think that's the case. I think they've come out slow in each of their games. And I've never heard so much to do about a couple offensive linemen being out in the Seattle game that where they give up 11 sacks. I got
thank you.
Seattle lost their two starting tackles 2 weeks earlier, and we didn't hear a word about that. So I think some of it is coaching. They've got to develop and find players. That Giants effort after all was after a bye, a mini bye. 11 days later, they rolled out that product. True. So that was scary.
All right. That's Randy Mueller with the great stuff as always. Thanks, man. We appreciate
you. Thanks, Randy.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, more Deion talk coming up on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Y'all, a couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/oddcouple, BetterHelp.com/oddcouple. Rob, Deion Sanders was asked, you know, obviously he's got the Colorado Buffaloes off to a 3-2 start. And so he was asked just by a random reporter. This is not like Colorado's offering this. But he was asked if he'd be interested in a lifetime deal with the Buffaloes. And Rob G, what did Deion say?
He responded the way Deion knows how, saying, quote, "That's a wonderful gesture. I love it. But I'm smart enough to know and old and wise enough to know that that can flip on you instantaneously. The fan only blows when you're hot. My mama said that, not me. So if y'all want to get mad at my mama."
Rob, Deion is completely right. There's no way I'd sign a lifetime deal with Colorado.
It doesn't even make sense. Lifetime deal for what? I mean,
now I might go in and get a raise.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Well, that's one thing. A lifetime deal at Colorado, please. You know, things can turn quickly, too. He might not win another game this year. Now what? You know what I mean? Like, you don't have
to. Well, that's why some people would say, hey, get it now, and then you got the security. But I think, Rob, the opposite is more likely, that they'll continue to do well, and, you know, he'll get an offer from a bigger, better place.
Yeah, I just
even if he may want to end up going to the NFL one day. Like, it just is no. Now, if they want to say, look, lifetime deal, meaning you can work here as long as you want, and if you want, you know, you're free to leave, you're free to go coach elsewhere in college or the NFL if you want, that's one thing.
Well, that ain't lifetime.
But just locking you into a lifetime deal.
You know what I'm saying? Right, right.
You know, nah. Yeah. No, why would anybody do that?
It's funny. I'm going to Arizona State to see them play on Saturday. I'll be in Arizona.
Are you going to be on the sidelines with all the other celebrities?
No. I'm going to be in my seat in my $60 ticket with one of my buddies, and I'm just sitting there incognito. Nobody will know I'm there. But
incognito? Oh, they're going to know you there.
Yeah. No, they
won't. First of all, you're going to have an MLBBro.com hat on with an Odd Couple jacket.
Yes.
That says, I'm Rob Parker on
Talk
the
to
back.
Me. Right, right. No. Don't you want a
Come
picture?
Come say hi.
No, don't you want a picture? Right. And when are you going to take me somewhere for wings after the game? To the front.
No, but yeah, I mean, it just, Rob, like, remember when Magic Johnson got that 25-year, $25 million dollar
$25
deal
million
with the Lakers.
Back then, Chris, was a lot of money. Like,
right,
that was,
but would, like, think about this. So let's say now, if somebody offered you a 25-year, $250 million deal, that's not even the equivalent of what it was, but say it was 25 years, $500 million. Rob, that 25 years deal for Magic, that wasn't going to be a lot after several years. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with any deal you would sign.
I really
at this
thought
point.
That deal was more symbolic, you know, because of the impact.
I mean, he was
Magic
able to
had.
Get out of it, obviously.
Yeah,
but
the impact. It wasn't like a Scottie Pippen deal where the Lakers held him to it. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
They held you hostage, right.
Right, which they could have. They would be like, we got the bargain of the
right.
century. Are you kidding, Magic? No, you sign this and you're going to play for $1 million, period.
Right. No, that's true. So whenever somebody's willing to give you a ton of money for a long time, that's because they're going to make more money off of you.
Albies with the Braves did that, Chris. Signed some ridiculous as a young player, 7-year contract for 13 or 14 million, you know, or whatever. Oh. Like he's in that deal.
He's locked in still.
He took it because he had to wait 5 or 6 years for arbitration and was only making like $400,000. Somebody offers you $13 or $15 million, you look at that and go, I want it.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's interesting. But yeah, Deion's smarter than that. And so what do you think? You think they're going to win? Arizona State played USC kind of tough. They should win. I think Colorado will win. And, you know, I mean, obviously the media has really died down on them, understandably.
That's what happens when you lose. You know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It should be that way. But, look, I think they're going to have a decent year and win 7 or 8 games. So that's a great season for them. We talked with Randy Mueller, Rob, about Deshaun Watson briefly. And we will get into him and the situation in Cleveland in the next hour. So you guys know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM 83.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.